USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We are days away from the election. Charlie Kirk with The Turning Point tells Fox News, can money buy an election?
This will be a question, in my opinion, in the next 10 days. Can you purchase an election with the help of the billionaire class, like Joe Biden is with his help of his friend Mike Bloomberg and the tech elites? Or can President Donald Trump win the election again with the true sovereign in this country, we the people?
Former President Obama is stumping for Biden's camp. Will he have an impact on voters? Black Voices for Trump, Jack Brewer, tells Fox News, no.
I don't think so. You know, unfortunately for the Biden campaign, I think they were really counting on President Obama. But as you've seen from the debates and every time Joe Biden speaks, it's never about the actual issues that he's going to put across. It's always slamming President Trump or trying to create these narratives.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A former Democrat Senate leader wants to end the filibuster. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox reports.
Former Senate Majority Leader Democrat Harry Reid of Nevada says if Democrats win both the presidency and the Senate, Joe Biden should take no more than 3 weeks to test bipartisanship before ending the filibuster. In an interview, Reid said that he understands that former Vice President and Delaware Senator wants to work with Republicans, but Reid said there's just too much that needs to be done to wait around trying to reach agreements under the decades-old Senate practice of requiring 60 votes to advance legislation. The one-time Senate Majority Leader says Democrats should give Republicans a little bit of time to see if they'll work with Biden. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Reid is the former Nevada Senator from Searchlight, Nevada. World Series Game 4 was a thriller Saturday. The Rays won 8-7, tying the series at 2 games apiece. Game 5 is at 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The colorful leader of Samsung Group and South Korea's richest man, Lee Kun-hee, has died. Chung Sun-soo, CEO of Table.com, said, Lee is such a symbolic figure in South Korea's spectacular rise and how South Koreans embrace globalization that his death will be remembered by so many Koreans. Samsung Group affiliates earned $289.6 billion in 2019. That translates to 17% of South Korea's gross domestic product, or GDP. It should be noted Lee was also convicted of bribery and tax evasion, and the Samsung brand was criticized for being too big. The Senate is in session over the weekend. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
The Senate holding a rare weekend session as debate begins on the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
It's no surprise that the American Bar Association, which the minority leader has called the gold standard, gave her their highest rating. The chair of the Standing Committee on the Judiciary said in interviews with individuals in the legal profession and community who know Judge Barrett, whether for a few years or decades, not one person uttered a negative word about her character.
That's Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas. Senate Republican leaders aim to have a confirmation vote on Monday.
NASCAR is at Texas Motor Speedway Sunday. The Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 500 starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.